Well, good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to High Plains Outdoors. I'm coming to you from the porch of my little cabin out in the trees behind the house here. If you walked up on me, you'd think you was at some remote deer camp, and my wife kind of kids me about it. Sometimes she kind of barbs me about it, but you can actually you can see the house through the trees out here from where I'm at. I do a lot of my visiting with all you folks here on High Plains Outdoors from this little porch out here. I like to sit out here and drink some good stout black coffee and listen to Western Swing and other things, and also have the opportunity to visit with all you folks every week and talk about some aspect of the outdoors. You know, for the past 6 or 7 years, I have been exposed to big bore air guns, and not just big bores, but 25 calibers. About 7 years ago at an outdoor show, I first learned about the PCP air rifles. Now, these things pressure up to 3,000 PSI. The 45 caliber Air Force Air Guns Texan that I hunt with a lot, is I shoot a 350 grain bullet, lead cast lead bullet made by Hunter Supply. These things are extremely powerful. We actually dispatched a couple of Zebu bulls that one of them weighed 850, and the next year we went back and shot one that weighed about 750 pounds. Not a hunt, but these bulls were on a buddy of mine's place, and we were looking for some grass fed beef, and they were getting contained. They were putting hunters up trees, but I had two buddies that were hunters, skilled hunters, and I wanted them to experience the power of this Texan, and they used it. The first excellent, you couldn't have done a better job cleanly, humanely taking these animals out with a centerfire 30-06, I'm telling you. But there's some news in Texas here pertaining to the use of big bore air guns in as far as being legal to hunt deer. They're not legal yet, but Mr. Alan Kane, who's the whitetail deer program leader for Texas Parks and Wildlife, was exposed to these guns to hunting with them here a couple of weeks ago. Mr. Eric Henderson, who's a longtime proponent of air shooting, hunting with air guns. Eric has a YouTube page, I guess you would call it, called Adventures Afield. But he took Mr. Kane out and another fellow with Parks and Wildlife on a controlled hunt under the name of research. They took three spikes, and they used the Air Force Texan. And I had interviewed with Mr. Kane for a newspaper article, Alan there. He was highly impressed. And down in Lufkin, Texas, there was a meeting of the Texas Parks and Wildlife Commissioners here a couple of weeks ago, and Mr. Kane was on board there to talk about the possible allowing the big bore air guns to be used during a regular hunting season. Now, it's not legal now, but possibly as soon as next year, big bore air guns may be legal to use in a hunting situation for deer and possibly other big game. So that's a big plus right there. That's the way hunting laws get changed. I know up in Missouri now you can hunt deer with big bore air guns. And of course in Texas you cannot right now, but I see on the near horizon that's going to change. And I think one of the reasons that it hasn't been adopted, I mean, we can hunt them with crossbows and archery equipment and, you know, center fires, muzzle loaders, everything else. Part of the reason that you cannot now legally hunt deer in so many states with a big bore air rifle is the fact that folks don't realize the power they produce. This big 350 grain bullet shot out of this Air Force Air Guns Texan develops 500 foot-pounds of energy, and you don't need that much really to cleanly harvest game. But I could be shooting a lighter bullet, but that big old 350 grain bullet, I've just had really good luck with it, and that's the one that I hunt with. So that's kind of what I wanted to update everyone on today. Here in just a bit, we'll get back to Western Swing and other things and have some more fun, maybe drink some more coffee. But I really appreciate all of you being with me. Make sure and tune in next week. And remember the HPPR website. You can listen to the archive of this show all next week. Today's High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Darton Archery, Pyramid Air, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT that I use to night hunt with, and Catfish Bubblegum.